Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
You just seen the introduction set up. It's dark here now. The lights are on. The weatherman said we would not have rain today. There's a drive in a left field, and there goes your no-hitter in the first inning of the first World Series game. Two-strike delivery. Ground ball in the hole is short. Campanaris up. Long throw. Got him. Fine play by Campanaris. Throwing to fleet Bobby Tolan up. Three up, three down.
Campanaris has had quite a day. Three hits, three times up. Stolen two bases, scored two runs.
Campanaris delivers. Kubiak races home with Dick Green on second and two down in the fourth. Campanaris measures an Al Downing curveball, and the A's gain a three-run advantage.
Three and two. Base hit by Campanaris. All right, now we'll keep our eyes on Campanaris. He led the American League with 52 stolen bases. Six times he's captured the American League base stealing title. There goes the runner. The strike, the throw. He's in there.
Campanaris singles to open the eighth. And you don't have to know the Oakland science to realize he's on his own as far as stealing is concerned. Campy's in there safely, and now Seaver concentrates on Joe Rudy. And Bert Campanaris gets a suicide squeeze sign from third base coach Bobby Winkles. Campy's bunt is letter perfect, and the A's lead 2-0. With Joe Rudy up, Matlack wants to check Campanaris. Campy swiped 34 bases during the year, and the Mets don't want him in scoring position. Matlack's move traps Campanaris, but the pickoff throw is too high, and Campy has his stolen base anyway.
2-1 game. Oakland is leading right here. Drive into right center field. Rusty Staub is not going to be able to get to it. Watch Campanaris go. He can really motor. He's already around second. And he's in at third base, standing up with a triple. Fly ball to right field. Hit pretty well. And there she goes.
Finley's promotion would be dubbed Campy Campanaris Night, in which his young shortstop, Bert Campanaris, would become the first player to ever play all nine positions in a single game.
We were all excited about it, you know, because Campy could do it. He could play anywhere.
I was so excited, you know, to play all nine positions, you know.
It was something that absolutely was, you know, you just don't see.
Campanaris started the night at his natural position, shortstop. From there, he made his way around the field.
From first base to second base.
We were having ball with it.
Third base, left field, center field.
Every time he went to position, he said, he's better than what we got there. He's better than what we got there. He's better than what we got there. You know?
Right field and coming to pitch.
Campanaris' circus night would continue with him taking the mound in the eighth inning. And the A's trailing the Angels 2-1.
So then we found out that he was ambidextrous. he could almost do anything.
I started warming down the left field, the bullpen, both hands. I did one wrong, and I walked two batters.
The biggest thing, obviously, was pitching both hands. People just don't do that.
Campanaris would finish his historic night behind the plate. And with two outs in the ninth, he found himself in a collision at home plate.
It hit me so hard, it hurt my shoulder.
In fact, that collision forced Campanaris to leave the game, but the stunt was complete. He became the first player in baseball history to play all nine positions in a single game. Campanaris finished the night with one run scored, one stolen base, five putouts, one assist, an error, and a newfound respect from his teammates.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm glad you stuck around to the end. And I just wanted to credit those audio sources. That all the credits are in the show notes, as well as a link to all the audio libraries. As a quick reminder, the best way to stay connected with us is just to sign up for the daily newsletter. The daily newsletter has trivia, quotes, link to today's podcast, history, and much, much more. Everything is in the show notes. Just click away and enjoy. And I hope to see you at a ballpark real soon.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.